board, and we present Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan in...
The Goon Show!
I'm too busy.
Too busy? Too busy? Capricci. You English are all the same.
Oh, no, we're not.
How do you differ?
Some of us are women.
Ah, women, women. That's what they came to see you about.
I'm sorry, I haven't any spurs.
Silencio. Today, Miss Jingle is starting a week's holiday at Brack.
I'm not interested.
She's a millionaire.
I'm interested.
Good. It is known that she has a weakness for lifeguards.
And?
If perchance you were to rescue her from drowning, well, she has money and she likes men.
But Moriarty, I'm married.
We must not let little things stand in the way.
But the little things do stand in the way.
I should know. I've got 12 and the wife tells me there's another one on the... Yes. Then the money will come in handy, won't it? Now, first, this is the plan. You get down to Brighton, and there you join the lifeguard.
Lurch, I'll catch a train from Victoria at once.
Ah, here we are. Let me see. Platform 3, Brighton Bell.
That's right. It's right, sir. Can I see your ticket, sir?
Well, it's in my back pocket.
I shall have to clip it, sir.
Say, could you have waited till I got it out?
I'm impulsive, you know. They called me the Eva Bartok of the ticket collectors.
Well, here's my ticket.
This is only a platform ticket.
Yes, I'm traveling by platform.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. For a minute, I thought you were trying to do the British Railway.
I was.
I knew you was. That's why I was helping you.
Thank you, comrade.
Yes, well, hurry up. She's leaving. Get in the guard van. That's how most of them dodge it tonight, hey. Isn't it?
Brighton, here I come!
Now, this is the place. Brighton Life Savers Association. Chief Life Saver, Peter Sellers.
Come in, Waterlog.
Good morning.
Have it your own way. Sit down.
Thank you.
Now, what do you want?
I wish to become a lifesaver.
Have you ever saved a life?
Yes.
Whose?
Mine.
I see. No sense of values.
None at all.
How did you save your life?
Simple. I didn't do anything to stop it.
I can give you some hand grenades to play with.
I see you're a man with a sense of humor.
Mad guy. Now then, Shorty. A caution. To become a member of the Brighton Lifeguards Exclusive Club, you pay a subscription of £100.
What do I get for that?
A receipt.
That's all, a receipt for paying you £100?
Ah, but we give you a receipt for £300.
So?
Well, you're saving £200.
Oh, well. That's better.
What? I knew you'd save my life. Now, then, a few particulars. When did you first take an interest in swimming?
The day I was christened.
Why?
The vicar dropped me in the font. Hence my name, Harry Splash. Oh, you wet my cassock, Seacombe.
Yes. Mr. Seacombe, if you'll pardon me calling you by that disgusting name. Mr. Seacombe, you interest me.
I'm sorry, I'm promised to another.
You misconstrued my meaning. What I meant was, are you Harry Secombe, the famous radio failure?
The same.
Well, in that case, I offer you the job as chief lifesaver at a salary of £2 per week.
Hmm. Offer me a larger figure.
Very well, 40 shillings.
Done!
Now, your duty is to save people from drowning, but first I want you to go down and stand by the sea.
Why?
Well, that's where they usually drown.
Where does Miss Jingle usually swim?
That strip of sands west of the pier.
Thanks. I'll get down there at once.
Ah, Seacombe, you're here at last. Now, look. There's Miss Jingle going into the sea now.
She's beautiful.
in a horrible sort of way.
Right. Dive in and save her.
Here goes.
Present the prize-winning Gunitz affair based on a true fictitious story. Listen then to
The Man Who Tried to Destroy London's Monuments. Or The Man Who Tried to Destroy London's Monuments. Narrative from the lips of the author, the great poet and tragedian, William J. McGonigal.
It was in the year of 1901, and in the month of June, in London a terrible crisis arose. It was due to a crazy goon. This goon had made some large black bombs and kept them locked away, until he decided to use them one early closing day. And oh!
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Ladder.
Are you number 10 Downing Street?
I'm not, but the building is.
Boy, are you the Prime Minister?
No, I'm not, Ladder.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It is a mistake that any idiot could have made. Actually, I'm the Foreign Secretary.
Oh. You look a bit foreign-like.
Man, delightful old tease you. Now, what do you want?
Oh, I. It's a telegram for the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Laddie. Goodbye.
Who was it, Anthony?
This telegram for you, sir.
Let me see. Good heavens, listen to this. Dear Mr. Gladstone, tonight I will commence to destroy the following ancient London monuments. Nelson's Column, Albert Memorial, and Annan Eagle. Finally, I shall blow up Greater London.
I say, naughty fellow.
This is terrible. Look, he spelt my name with a small G.
Mr. Gladstone, if London is going up at midnight, hadn't we better have some dinner earlier?
Oh, nonsense. Nonsense, Anthony. This is the work of a practical joker. No man would dare. What was that?
Nelson Column just landed in the garden.
And this telegram is no idle threat.
You clever fellow, sir. Man's no fool.
We must warn the British public. We can't ignore the British public.
Why not? We already have.
Anthony, jump on a carrier pigeon and take this message to White.
I'll do that, little boy.
Rushed to Whitehall to bludgeon up the chief of the army, for all the politicians trusted him, which was proof that our government were barmy. The officers in Whitehall are gentlemen, but when the telegram was read, instead of paying attention, this is what happened instead.
Officers, gentlemen, please, please, please.
Officers, gentlemen.
When you finish fighting over that Marilyn Monroe postcard, we'll continue.
Yes, well, I've got the best half anyway.
Major Bloodnock.
Yes,
Mr. Sir.
Yes.
Do you realize that this mob maniac has already blown up Nelson's column and is now threatening Anna Meagle?
Yes, Captain Seagull, and the position is serious. London's in mortal danger.
In view of the threatened explosion, what action are you taking?
Me? I'm packing.
I'll knock you on a coward.
Seagull, mere coward? You surprise me.
Why?
I didn't know you knew. But fear not, lad. The public are safe. I've informed the BBC, and they're sending out a special bulletin at 9 o'clock.
It's that now. I'll switch on.
And here now is an urgent warning from Whitehall. It is imperative that the instructions we give are executed with all possible speed. This is a matter of life and death. Time is vital. But first, here are the football results. Chinese Wanderers, 200... Arsenal, 0.
And so the evacuation of London began. Every man, woman, and child left by train. And at 10 that night, not a soul was left.
Yes, there was.
Where were you?
Down at Rhine.
Meanwhile, at Whitehall...
Gentlemen, this map on the wall shows you how we intend to search for this bomb maniac.
Yes, yes.
You see those little green pins?
Yes.
Well, they represent the search party.
Yes.
All these little green pins here, and there represent search parties.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, whenever you see little green pins stuck in the map, they represent search parties.
I see.
Now, any questions?
Yes.
Well?
What are all those little green pins?
The little green pins represent search parties.
Thank you, Captain. If you're going to ask questions, you never learn anything outside.
Now, next. Here are photographs of the bomb maniac. So, take one each.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'll have one here.
Right. Now, I want you to study the photographs carefully so that you'll recognize this man.
But, sir, my photograph shows a picture of a pair of old army frocks.
And mine shows a lamp fix.
Mine shows a kill miner's shovel.
Gentlemen, this man is a master of disguise. But don't be put off. Search every house. Now, any questions?
Yes. What are those little green pins?
The little green pins represent search parties. I've told you that for the last time, understand? The last time.
You sure?
Positive.
Oh, I'm going. Farewell. I'll fly exit to hospital.
Good luck. Now, gentlemen, it's...
One moment, Seagull. This may be important. Hello?
Is that Bloodnock?
Yes?
Major Bloodnock of the 3rd Mounted Navy?
The very same.
Why, you filthy swine!
What? Who is that speaking?
Your laundry man.
Captain Seagull, search the city. We've only got 2 hours left, so we'd better fit the railings and quart it in right now.
Any old dying, any old dying, any old dying. You look at me, talk about drinks, you look at them, open up your feet. This is our brand new star, father's a great man. Who wouldn't give it up to a wood chain, old dying, old dying. Any old dying, any old dying. Any old iron. You look neat, talk about a dream. You look dapper from your napper to your feet. Dressed in style, brand new tire, father's old green tire. I wouldn't give you tuppence for your watch chain. I'm beginning to sound like Ian Boswell. Old iron, old iron, iron. Old iron, old iron, old iron. You look sweet, talk about me.
A moment, only I can't hear what Miss Bannister is trying to tell me. I wonder what they wanted.
Minnie? Yes, Henry?
What was it you were saying?
I said, there, somebody nothing at
the door. No, no, there isn't.
There was.
Yes, I know, but I stopped them.
What for?
Because I couldn't hear what you were saying.
This is vital. This is vital. In an hour's time, London will will be blown sky high. Why weren't you two evacuated with the rest of the people?
They said that we wouldn't last the journey.
Nonsense, they have ice boxes.
Tell me, how is London going to be blown up?
There's a huge bomb hidden somewhere and we can't find it.
Oh, then I can help you there. You see, I'm a bomb diviner. I just hold a little twig in my hand, and when it quivers, I know where the bomb is hidden.
Then you can save London.
If I had my special little twig.
Well, where is it?
I've lent it to the Imperial War Museum for their exhibition of unusual items, such as money.
Imperial War Museum? We must hurry. We've only got 40 minutes.
And so to the Imperial War Museum they ran. They were stopped at the gates by a sentry man. But the sound of his voice was not normal, I fear. For as Seagrun drew close, this is all he could hear.
Oh, that must be the sentry there, Captain.
Yes, he sounds like a regular. Hi there, sentry! Let us in!
Eh? What? Oh! Stop! Stop! Halt! Stop!
I've stopped!
Oh, but I haven't. Halt! Ring off the roll. Well, God, I think of what's next. Now, what's... Oh, yeah. Name the password.
The password is Zanzibar.
Oh, is it? Well, I better write it down in case...
Now then,
will you allow me your identity card?
Here, now, let us in.
First, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Now, are you married?
Yes.
Any children?
38.
Are you and your wife get along well?
We have our moment.
Oh. Any money in the bank?
£4. Now, look here, man. Are these questions necessary?
Oh, no.
Then why are you asking them?
Oh, I'm just lonely. Well, here's your identity book back, and you're very lucky to get it back so soon.
Why?
Why can't we?
Hurry, man, hurry. I must get into this museum.
Oh, I don't think we've got a glass case to fit you.
Man alive!
Correct, sir.
Man dead. Well, man dead. Don't you realize that in 30 minutes, London will be blown to bits?
We are.
Aren't you worried about it?
No. Oh, ain't my place.
out of my way.
What? Oh.
Come on, Franz.
Yes.
In here.
Oh, this is the room. Yeah, and this is the little twig in this glass case here.
Splendid. I'll open it. It's locked. I'll break the glass with my fist.
Oh, no need for that. I got the key.
Good. There. That broke it just as easy. Brilliant.
It proves the slogan that you're somebody in the modern army today.
Now, what are you?
I'm somebody in the modern army today.
Look, Captain. The special twig is quivering. And it's pointing towards that means the bottom lies in that direction.
Well, sister, quick to the jeep. Echo, you drive.
Why don't I drive?
By heavens, Ben, you're a dangerous driver.
I know, but it's not bad the first time.
Good heavens, Captain Seagoon, the twig is pointing towards the Houses of Parliament.
That means the bomb's inside the house, and there's an all-night sitting on.
Oh, he's a chance of getting rid of all of them.
And patriotic swine. Step on it. We've only got 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Houses of Parliament. They searched for the bomb in vain, for all they found was a man in a hole.
It was me. I was still down a grind.
Oh, and then on the stroke of midnight, by the light of a candle's glare, they found the devilish time bomb. Look, it's under the speaker chair.
And it started to tick.
That means it's about to explode.
Explode?
Yes.
Did you hear that, Echo? Don't panic. think I know how to neutralize it.
Well, hurry, Cron, it's on the stroke of midnight.
Now, don't rush me. I know what I'm doing. Just of all, first I remove the hairless fertilizer.
Good man. That's it.
Yes. Now, I just lift out the 400-ton thumb screw.
Good work, Cron.
Next comes the Quadruck Meerkatsplun detonator.
You genius, Cron.
Yes, I must get the words right.
Yeah.
Well, it's safe. It's safe.
Safe. Oh, all right, Echo. You can come back now. It's safe.
Hospital. I'm the doctor who's attending you.
Oh.
I'm afraid you'll be in your bark for 3 years.
Why?
I'm a slow worker.
What about me, doctor?
Oh, you. Lieutenant Seagun, you're a brave man. But would you mind laying down?
What for?
You're dead. Well, almost. Anyway, before you go, there's a young patient wants to speak to you.
Send him in.
Aye, I will. This way, lad. Here he is, Lieutenant Seagun.
Come closer, lad. Come closer. Well, lad, you want to know something?
Yes. What was all that little green thing?